We had taken a break from Hilchas Birkas HaMazon for Purim. We'll just go back a little bit to Birkas HaMazon and blend in a little Hilchas Pesach as we get closer to Pesach as well. Finishing up with what happens if we forget certain things of Ritzeh Yalav Yavai Alanisim, we speak about also. We don't have to repeat Alanisim if it's forgotten in the Birkas HaMazon of Purim or Hanukkah. Ritzeh, we would have to repeat Birkas HaMazon if we forgot it by the first two meals of Shabbos, but the third meal of Shabbos is treated similar to Rosh Chodesh, since you don't have to wash Mamish Min Hadin, and therefore Ritzeh would not be repeated if you forgot it by Shalosh Hodes. When things are forgotten, you could insert a hazkara of the specialness of the day right after with Uvnei Yushalayim before going into the fourth bracha, because that is still part of the Birkas HaMazon Min HaTorah. The first three brachas, as we said, is like considered one unit, and therefore you would mention it there. If you forgot after already the fourth bracha, then you would just say a harachamon without mamash making a bracha. You'd say harachamon should do nisim, yasalanu nisim, like he did for us by Yirmi Mahim Hazman Hazeh, and then continue it to be Mei Mordechai, or be Mei the Chashmanoim. When we finish Uvnei Yerushalayim, we know that there's an inyan to answer amen, even to our own bracha. There's a discussion if we answer that amen out loud or just silently. The minhag is that we do say it out loud, signaling that it's the end of Birkas HaMazon Midoraisa, and those that are being hired to work for others by the minute, by the hour, they're potter from saying the fourth bracha. Nowadays, both Poyalim all understand that the employee is taking into consideration that they should have time to bench, and therefore, nowadays, pretty much everybody benches a full Birkas HaMazon, and the signal is not as important. But still, the minhag is that we do say the amen to signal that the three brachas Midoraisa are over, and we even say the amen out loud nowadays, and we don't have a concern of it looking like a disgrace to the last bracha, which is only the rabbana. Something that recently came up is going into Rosh Chodesh Adar. We had Shabbos going into Rosh Chodesh Adar, and we also had Shabbos going into Purim. When there's a transition of Birkas HaMazon going from one type of day to the next type of day, we have a bit of an issue. So that log is as follows. When it comes to Shabbos, if the Iker part of the day, the Iker Seuda, you started by Shabbos, you're going to say Ritzeh. And even if you go into Moitzai Shabbos, you can still say Ritzeh, since you started the meal on Shabbos. The question is, if you interrupted your meal to say Baruch HaMavdil, or you ran out of your meal to catch a Ma'ariv, and then coming back, because you're in the middle of a Shabbat Baruch, it's a long, long Shalosh Hodes. So if you interrupted it with a Baruch HaMavdil, or if you interrupted it by davening Ma'ariv, you could no longer say Ritzeh. Rabbi Yashiv says it's better to hear Ritzeh from somebody else who did not say Ma'ariv yet. And the same thing would apply with Baruch HaMavdil. You should not be saying Ritzeh if you said Baruch HaMavdil in order to Malacha. You should have somebody else say the Ritzeh for you. When you're transitioning into a whole new, different type of day, like Purim or like Rosh Chodesh, that becomes a bit of a problem. Because to mention both Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, or Shabbos and Purim, becomes a tardy disaster. It's a complete contradiction. Is it still Shabbos, or is it the following day on Sunday? The best thing to do would only eat bread in the beginning of the meal, have a kezias. And by the way, when we talk about transitioning and still saying Shabbos, it's only if you had a kezias before Shkia, or at least about 10-15 minutes before Shkia, 10-15 minutes after Shkia, to get in the Iker Seuda, which is a kezias, and then you could continue to say later on. When you're transitioning into a different day, the best thing is keep the bread and perhaps even the Iker part of the meal. Let's say if you're eating fish by Shalosh Hodes or meat by Shalosh Hodes, the Iker meal should stay at the beginning of the meal before it turns nightfall. That way it's still considered you're benching for the Shabbos meal, and it happens to be that you went late and you didn't bench till later on, you can still say Shabbos. If somebody will also be eating a kezias at the end of the meal, which is already into the nightfall, that is when problems arise. If it's a question between Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, Mishnah Brura says it's preferable that if you had a kezias at the end of the meal as well, don't say both Ritzeh and Yalav Yavai, which is a self-contradiction. Rather, you would say Yalav Yavai and not Ritzeh, being that there is a machlokes when you're going from Shabbos into Mitzvah Shabbos, if you should say Ritzeh at all, even though we paskin to stick with Ritzeh, but in a situation where Shabbos is going into Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Chodesh is a complete chiyuv to mention Rosh Chodesh, and therefore Rosh Chodesh would take over the Shabbos if you had a kazayas of bread towards the end of the meal when it's Rosh Chodesh. However, when it comes to Shabbos going into Chanukah or Purim, the three of them become equal. It's just mentioning the type of holiday that it is, which would either be Shabbos, Chanukah, or Purim. And then we would say to stick to Shabbos and not Chanukah or Purim. Keep in mind that the Mishnah Berurah says there are those that hold that if you had some bread both in the beginning of the meal and at the end of the meal and it goes into Yom Tov, Chanukah, Purim, or Yalav Yavoi, Rosh Chodesh, that we do mention both, even though it's a tired sashri and we're not so makbar on it, but it seems like the Mishnah Berurah himself says it's best to keep the Shabbos in those situations.